Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Bergen County. This is John Insulin, a reporter for The Record in Bergen County. I cover county government and politics for the paper, and I want to welcome you to another edition of Record Talk Radio. This is our ongoing conversation with newsmakers and journalists from throughout northern New Jersey. Today we've got a pretty good program lined up. I have a pre-recorded interview with Bergen County Clerk John Hogan, which I'll play for you in a moment. But first, a program note. Next Friday will be the 100th day since Bergen County Executive James Tedesco took office. And I'll be doing an interview with him a week from today about taking a quick look back at what's happened in those first 100 days. It's been a fairly eventful period in the county. So we'll have that conversation, which will probably air in a Record Talk Radio program on Monday, the 13th of April. So watch for details on that program. Well, let's turn to John S. Hogan. John is a former Northvale mayor. He previously served as a freeholder. He was elected county clerk in November 2011 and was the first Democrat elected to that post in about 23 years at that time. So he's in the midst of his first term. We talked about a program that his office has initiated. The clerk's office, by virtue of being the keeper of the deeds and all kinds of paperwork for county government historically, has a lot of old archived documents. And they have put together a program, as you'll hear, to create some posters for each of the 70 towns in Bergen County, unique to each town, using those historic documents. So let's tune in now and listen to what John Hogan had to say about this when I spoke to him on Monday.
Well, John, I'm interested always in how things get started. How did this project get started?
What happened is clerks throughout the county, they share the information of good things that are happening in their office. And we have senior staff meetings here weekly. And if I see something that interests me, that I feel that can benefit the residents of Bergen County, I bring it to our senior staff. And there was one clerk that was displaying some land records from some famous people that live within her county. So
this is some clerk elsewhere in New Jersey.
Yeah, elsewhere in New Jersey, which I can't remember the county offhand. Okay. But we said, can we do something like this? The week later, Chris Napolitano, who's head of IT for our staff, said, we have some cool stuff, as she called it, that people would really enjoy seeing. And, you know, they were preserved in boxes, which was the proper way of preserving them in those days. And what we've done instead, we don't have a copy of it here, do we? What we're doing is we're sealing them into polyester type see-through covers that are acid-free. They'll be laying flat, and so they'll be well-preserved. So from that point on, we scanned all these documents, and then we tried to figure out how's the best way to present them to the public. We didn't want to interpret them. That's up for the local historians and the town fathers to interpret. We're putting them out there for public display, and we're hoping the towns enjoy them as much as we enjoy bringing them to light and reproducing them.
Sure. You were telling me you were at one point thinking of interpreting them, but gave you pause there?
We started interpreting, and we realized that it was a real big job, and there could be room for error, so we decided that it's better just to get them, instead of there being a delay, get them out there. We started on this project over a year ago, actually.
Okay. Let's take an example of one. You've got the borough of Fairview behind you there.
Okay.
Tell me, tell our listeners what it is they'll be looking at. And you want to hold this for a second?
Okay, sure. Okay, we have Fairview here. It has the returns of election for justice of the peace. And these go back quite a bit of time, if I can find the actual year here. 1896 for justice of the peace. There was an election for that. We have an exempt firefighter certificate for an individual, and that goes back to 1927. We have an original land map for Fairview. We also have election results that coincide with that, and we have a statement required by statute which seems to be some type of ordinance that was passed. As I said, there's a lot of documents
handwritten too,
that are subject for interpretation, and some are really difficult to read.
You could look at the handwriting on that one from
The handwriting.
James Lyons, Borough Clerk.
Yes, the handwriting is clear. Yeah. This one goes back to, I think that says 18-something. Yeah.
Hmm.
So it goes back quite a ways.
And it's a little newspaper clipping in there, too?
Yeah, there's a newspaper clipping in here. And it details a matter that was taken by the governing body.
Okay, great.
So it's probably some type of an ordinance.
Speaking of newspaper clippings, I guess Chris found this thing. She came rushing into your office and said, "You got to hear this."
Yes.
Could you read us an excerpt from
that? Yeah, I'll just read a little part. This was actually on the back of an election notice. We refer to election notices here. This was on the back. It was a clipping that was attached to it. And it talks about the barn of Freeholder Van Busen at Hasbrook Heights.
And what's the date on this?
1894, November of 1894.
Now read us a little bit, if you would.
It says it was burnt to the ground on election night. The loss is about $3,000. They believe that the building was set on fire by two tramps who had discovered smoking in the haystack at the premises. It mentions that he had other barns that were also destroyed at the time. Mrs. Van Busen actually rescued three horses and a mule, and then it speaks about the investigation, and they were found in another barn, but they were frightened away by a hired man who fired two shots from his revolver at their retreating forms.
I think that's a barn burner of a story.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. All right. There was also a surprising disclosure for yourself personally, right? I mean, in the Carl Hartman room next door here, you've got a plaque listing all the county clerks,
yes,
insofar as you knew them.
Mm-hmm.
And there were how many?
I was the 21st county clerk, to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is when I assumed office, there was a list that was floating around. The names were never put on a plaque or put up for public display. And we initially talked about putting photographs of all the county clerks, and that wound up being a little more difficult than we could do. And so instead, we put the names on a plaque. As we met with the historian of the county to put this project together, we discovered that there were a lot more than 21 county clerks. I'm
really
actually the 36th county clerk. The first county clerk was Edmund Kingsland, who served, she believes, back to 1715. The eastern section...
Wait, 1715 before the...
Yes.
Revolutionary War?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there was a Bergen County clerk before,
yes,
the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And the eastern section of Lyndhurst was called Kingsland back in those days. And it tells... It also goes on to tell that that first county clerk, during the Revolutionary War, he barricaded his family against the British before he was taken prisoner.
Really?
So there's some great stories to tell here. But as I looked at it, she goes, there's another surprise besides you being the 36th. And what was that? That during the Revolutionary War, 1776, the name of the clerk was John Hogan.
No
who
kid.
Went on to become a freeholder. If you look at the names at that time, most of them were German, Dutch names. And then right in the middle of all of them is John Hogan. And
how strange is that?
Very strange.
What was your reaction when you saw that there had been a previous clerk, John Hogan, who, like yourself, had been a freeholder as well?
I thought she was kidding around. And actually, she gave me a printout. Because in those days, the county clerk was also the clerk of the freeholder board.
Sure.
And it actually has John Hogan, the clerk for the board.
Okay.
Okay.
So I understand you've already kind of started this project rolling in terms of taking it out to the towns.
Yes.
What are you doing there?
What we're doing is reaching out to each community. We're trying to, if any community has an anniversary, we're trying to schedule for a presentation during the anniversary year. We know Northvale has their 100th anniversary next year, but we've already been out to North Arlington. We actually found a document from when they formed their library, the original vote,
uh-huh,
by the citizens,
uh-huh,
and the library board asked if we could present that to them, which we did. In going out and presenting the same thing to borough council, we decided we'd take North Arlington's presentation as a surprise, and it was very, very well received.
Okay, cool. Were some towns harder to put together than others?
Some of them, because they didn't start out as the original town. They were carved out. It was a little more difficult because you had to get to the point when that town was actually carved out.
Okay. What are you hoping ultimately this will do, this project?
Promote pride throughout the county. It'll also fill the appetites of historians throughout the county, and maybe have them more interested to come in our office and view these documents. And I think it's just a good thing to make a community feel good about itself.
Right. Are you thinking of maybe doing one overall display with 70?
Yes, in our land records management, historical records management area, which is commonly called by the people who work here, the vault, mm-hmm. we'll be displaying all 70 of them.
Okay, cool. Well, John, thanks for coming back on Record Talk Radio. We'll have to have you again on some time. And good to talk to you.
Thank you, John. Good seeing you again. Thank you.
Okay, folks. Well, that was my interview this week with John S. Hogan, the Bergen County Clerk. You'll find a story about this history poster program at northjersey.com. There's also a link to it on the Bergen Beat blog. So check that out. And, of course, stay with the Record and northjersey.com for all your Bergen County news. And tune in on the 13th of April for the next broadcast of Record Talk Radio, when my guest will be Bergen County Executive James Tedesco. Till then.